Already on the phone right now is one of my favorite authors, Fiona Barton. Her third book, The Suspect, just came out in stores a week ago from the fine folks at Berkeley. It's the third in her series of newspaper books with the character of journalist Kate Walters, and it's another great one, and she's on the phone right now from a very cold Toronto. How are you, Fiona?
I'm pretty cold, actually. I've had to buy snow boots since arriving, but loving it, having a great time.
Are you doing a tour of Canada right now?
I am. I'm going to Orangeville tonight, and I'm going to Calgary tomorrow.
And are you coming to the United States?
Not sure yet. Possibly. I did a big tour with the child, so I'm doing interviews and things on the phone, but not sure about coming over yet.
And of course, your first book was The Widow, which was great. I got to read that. Then The Child, another great one. And now your third book, The Suspect. How do you keep coming up with these great stories and great thrillers that keep you on the edge of your seat?
I'm not entirely sure, but I think part of it is that I spent 30 years preparing for this. I was a journalist for 30 years, and I met all sorts of people, did all sorts of stories all that time, and I kind of stashed stuff away for later, and now I'm using it all. So, you know, there's nothing stranger than truth, to be honest.
So in a way, journalist Kate Walters is you.
She's not me. She's not me. We don't share DNA, but we know each other very well. I've kind of cherry-picked the best and worst of all the Kates I've met during the years. So I do know her very well. I've been everywhere she goes.
And your books, The Widow, was published in 36 countries, made the Sunday Times and New York Times bestseller list. Do you get a copy of every one of those books from the different country? Because I'm assuming they all have different covers, or most of them do.
I do get a copy from every country, which is brilliant. It's wonderful to see. Most of them use the British cover, the lilies, the putrid lilies. But there are some surprising ones as well that I'm not quite sure where they were imagined up.
And if people go on your website at FionaBartonAuthor.com, you can see the different covers. You have them right there on your front page. So it's kind of cool that you can see the different looks of the books.
Yeah. Now, sort of a different. Obviously, they take a different. They have a different take on the book and the markets, I suppose.
Yeah. Now, some early reviews of your work, Library Journal. Barton is a stunning storyteller. Her career as a journalist has helped her make the story terrifyingly real. Each turn of the plot feels authentic and very scary. Publishes Weekly, the exceedingly twisty tale will test Kate and her painfully conflicting loyalties to the limit. Barton's many fans will be rewarded. And Booklist says, a tense character-driven exploration of expectations and independence. So the early reviews already, are great.
I'm really thrilled by them. Yeah, I mean, it's always slightly surreal, isn't it, when you hand your book over and it becomes other people's property. But the reviews have been lovely for the most part, yeah.
Now, in the new book, The Suspect, in stores now, Kate Walters is on the case again. But this time, it's a little bit, I don't want to say too much, but it's a little bit more personal. And eventually she's taken off the case because it hits too close to home, but she still continues to investigate. And it includes trips back and forth to Thailand, back to England, back to Thailand. Two girls have disappeared. Two 18-year-old girls have gone missing there. And their families are thrust into the spotlight. They're desperate to find these girls. And we see what happens to these girls up until they disappear and what their outcome is, who was responsible, and how it hits close to home for Kate this time.
That's right, yes. I've turned the tables on Kate in this book. She goes out to Thailand to cover the story of the missing girls and finds that she becomes the story herself. It becomes, as you say, very personal for her, because I wanted to see what it was like for a reporter to be on the other side of the media, to be on the other side of the fence, especially with, you know, a media pack that she knows well, what it's, you know, and to test what it would be like to to be that person in the media spotlight.
And you have, there's some good twists and turns, and I'm not going to obviously what they are because I don't want to do any spoilers, but there's a very big twist at some point in the book. Again, I can't say when or where because I don't want to spoil it, but I didn't see that coming. Let me just put it that way.
Well, I'm very glad. I wasn't sure whether I did either up until that moment, but there we are.
I think we both know what I'm talking about, so we're being cryptic here so we don't spoil anything.
We are. We're tiptoeing around it.
Now, you live in the southwest of France. Is that down towards the Mediterranean way?
It's actually it's above Bordeaux, so no, we're not down in the very south of France. It's in the Dordogne. We don't actually live there now. We have a house there, but we moved back to England.
Oh, okay.
We're in Sussex. We're living in Sussex near our family. And, very happy to be home.
Now, have you sent any of your books to the Royal Palace and said, here, Queen Elizabeth, I think you might like my books. Let's have a book party.
No, I haven't. What a good idea.
Or at least
not sure
to Kate. To Kate and Megan, maybe they need some stuff to read. You know, they don't have
maybe
a lot
so.
Going
I don't
on.
Know what they read actually.
Yeah, that would be good. Do you do book clubs? Like, do you Skype into book clubs or book people that read your books and want to talk to you about it?
Occasionally, I do. I've done a couple of special book clubs. I went into a prison and did a book club with prisoners. And I've done a book club with people who are visually impaired, the Royal, I'll get it wrong now, but it's the big organization that does Braille books and speaking books for the blind.
Wow, so you went to a prison? Was that, that must have been interesting. That was probably a new experience for you.
It was. Actually, I have been in prisons before. Not as a prisoner, I hasten to add, but I have done stories where I visited prisons when I was a journalist. But this time I was meeting people who, men who had read my book and who had regular book clubs, and it was fascinating. The questions were so detailed, they knew everything about the book. So it was a really good discussion, yeah.
So you were a journalist for many years. You were senior writer at the Daily Mail, news editor at the Daily Telegraph, chief reporter at the Mail on Sunday. Well, you won Reporter of the Year. Wow. And you've also been to Sri Lanka. You've been all around the world, haven't you?
Yes, I have. I have, actually, yeah. I've done a lot of traveling. Sri Lanka I was a volunteer for a couple of years, working with journalists out there with my husband. We took a break from our career, and we never really went back because I started writing fiction, and I carried on training journalists all over the world, in Myanmar, former Burma. I was helping set up a college of journalism and working with African journalists, Asian journalists. So, yeah, I've done a lot of traveling, but I hadn't been to Bangkok until I wrote this book. And so I decided I must go to make sure that I got it right and to sniff the air, and spent four very troubling days there.
Is there places when you got assignments and you knew you had to go to, you were like, oh my God, I'm scared to go there?
There were places that I was nervous about going. Angola in Africa was pretty grim. But, you know, when you're working, you have a different mindset. You know why you're going. You're not wandering around. There's a story to be found, a story to be told. And so, yeah, I've been in some difficult places, but not war zones, but But, you know, you do it. You do the job.
And now you're back in jolly old England writing books. This is your third book in 3 years. Again, The Suspect is in stores now. You don't have to read the first two books in order to read this one. It is a continuing character, but each one's a separate story. And you give a little bit of backstory, you know, on Kate so we know who she is and where she's come from. But each story is a separate individual story.
Yes, it is, and I did that deliberately. I didn't, you know, I didn't set out to write a series, but she stayed, dear Kate. A good reporter that she is, she got in the door, and she's not going anywhere. Well, she wasn't, and Bob as well. Bob Sparks, the detective, I kept as well. But yeah, I like to do standalones, you know, to do individual stories.
Are you gonna? Are there gonna be more books with Kate Waters, or are you gonna expand out some other characters or other things?
Well, funny you should ask. Yes, I'm writing the fourth one at the moment.
Oh, good.
And I'm resting Kate. I decided when I was writing number three, The Suspect, when I was writing that, I thought I need, you know, to rest her after this, to have a look, to do something else. Still thriller, still psychological thriller, but with different characters. And as you know, because you've read The Suspect, the ending will pose some questions for readers, and I thought it was a good idea to take a break and then come back to her.
Oh, okay. So this isn't the end of Kate. She's just
no,
because of what happens in this book, she does need a little downtime.
I think she does. And I mean, I love Kate. I love writing her. It always feels like I'm coming home when I write her. But yeah, it's been fun actually doing a book with different characters. It's good for me to do it, I think.
And people can follow you again at FionaBartonAuthor.com, on Twitter at FigBarton, and on Facebook, Fiona Barton Author. Hi, it was a pleasure talking to you today. Congratulations on all your success with the three books. Stay warm up there in Canada, because I know how bad it's getting up there right now. So
absolutely. I'm going to try. Thanks so much for talking to me. I've really enjoyed it.
You're welcome, and hopefully we'll talk to you again for your next book.
Lovely. All right. Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye.